Having a bad game can be very discouraging. One of the biggest questions most players have is how to bounce back after a bad game. First thing first is bad games are going to happen to you. You got to understand that. Even your idols have bad games. So you can't be afraid to have a bad game and think that they can't happen to you, because it will happen sooner or later. The only thing you need to focus on is how to bounce back from that bad game. That's called positive thinking. When you have negative thoughts, that's going to make the game so much more difficult for you, because it's a game called basketball. You've lost already if you're thinking too much. You should constantly tell yourself how good of a player you are and focus on your strength. Give yourself compliments all the time. That's how you keep your spirits up. That's how you keep your confidence up. So how to get over a bad game? Getting over a bad game can be tough. First thing you have to do is take full responsibility. It's no one's fault except you. You have to look in the mirror and say, I'm better than that. And don't blame coaches, teammates, referees, and etc. You have to work on studying, mental thoughts, and physical preparation. Make that the standard that you set for yourself each and every day, including the weekends. Studying is one of the most overlooked forms of training known to the game. Just because it's a game, players think they don't have to study. Well, if you're trying to make them pay, you need to know exactly what is going on. Ask your coaches for film. If you guys don't have a cameraman, ask someone you know or pay someone to film your games. It's going to be very beneficial. You have to find out what's the problem, what's going on. Maybe you were taking plays off. Maybe you were confused by a few things. The bottom line is the film don't lie. And you have to break it down to know exactly what's going on. That's what you have to do. This is a quote from Chris Paul. I watch so much film, Chris Paul said. I watch film from my rookie year and my second year. I watch film all day, every day. That's Chris Paul. He's arguably top 5 point guards in the game today. And if he's doing it, then you should definitely get on board. Your mental thoughts are big. It's huge. We can get very negative after a bad game and start thinking of 1,000 reasons of why we played so poorly. Best thing you can do is get over it. Approach the next day as if it never happened. Basketball is a very mental game, so you want to be as positive as possible. All you can do is move on and get ready to make the next opponent pay. Last but not least is physical preparation. One of the main things you need to do to get over a bad game is to get back in the gym. Get back to work and work on the fundamentals. You need to constantly see the ball go through the net, so consciously your mind is getting used to you making shots. That goes back to the mental side of basketball. A good drill for that is form shooting. You can get that in the warm-up and you prime your shot. You can see examples of it. At the end of the day, all these are very helpful tactics that you can do to get over a bad game. Will bad games still occur? Yes, you're not perfect and you can't control certain things. But what you can control is playing hard, doing all the little things that will get your game going, like getting a big stop on D or getting a big rebound or taking a charge. All of this will help you take over the game in some type of way. So please take my advice and don't feel sorry for yourself after bad games. Just be mindful of the things I told you and make them pay. Let's get it.